Mr. Ross. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Excuse me. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. And we ask that you don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we also ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Also, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we had one application that was removed from our public hearings. That's conditional use 2121, Cheryl Webster and Kenneth Nethkin. That has been rescheduled for April the 12th. So is anyone here for that application? Make note of that. Our first public hearing is conditional use 2118, John W. Davidson.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office with contractor storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.6425 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northeast side of Harbison Road, approximately 1,932 feet northwest of Hollyville Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 70.16. Staff would submit into the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex County Conservation District and the Utility Planning Division, and there's also a site plan. Staff would note that this previously had a conditional use on the property for the exact same use. However, it did expire. Thank you.
So anyone here representing this application? Please come forward. State your name and address for the record.
John Davidson, 30281 Holly Mount Road, Harbison.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to add to the record other than what Ms. Cornwell read into it?
No, I'm not trying to change anything. I got caught up with, actually, when I started to go through the engineering of this project, some of the restrictions that were being put on at that time by soil conservation and all was just extravagant and made the project unfeasible. And from my understanding, Mr. Hawker had some intervention with some people that I wasn't the only one. I mean, they apparently lightened up on some regulations or something, and then I started moving forward with it. And I've been tied up with Delgado almost a year right now. they've had four reviews on my entrance. I mean, the engineering is basically complete, but other than they won't submit the last and final one because of conditional use expired. That's okay. Just where I'm at.
Okay. We'll see if anyone here has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
So So you say Del Dot has, you've worked out the entrance issue with Del Dot?
There's been four plan reviews that they've done, and they make their comments and they send back, and we're on the last one now, supposedly. And but like the engineering, Merstone is my engineering firm that's handling this, and they can't submit the final one now without having the correct numbers for the conditional use.
And what, what's the use? What are you going to do with it?
It's a contractor storage.
Does it tie? You know, does it tie to the road in the back?
Or no,
it, not, it doesn't go all the way back.
No.
The only way on and off is
Route 5. On Route 5, right.
So that's the on the drawing here, the, it's just a field now. So the proposed dwelling, is that a place for?
For a residential house.
I don't have what your original conditional use was, but I'm just curious how many, just a few questions, like how many employees would be using this, because I saw it had parking.
Eight
employees.
Possibly eight.
And is that what you'd want, eight parking spaces, or would they be?
That's all we've, I think it's on the site plan, it's been designed, I think that's all there is.
Okay, I just, you know, I did, yeah. I want to.
It's not a thing where the public's coming in and out of it. It's just,
it would be a place where people would show up in the morning, get their stuff, and
that's
and
correct.
Leave, pick
that's
up right. pick up their truck or whatever.
Right.
Okay, so we just I just needed you know, curious right. how many vehicles you'd need, and your hours then would be.
Well, the original restrictions put on the original one were from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., which I'm not trying to change any of the original conditions. I don't have any problem with the original conditions.
Okay, okay, that's the. That's all. We just go through the whole thing. Number of vehicles that should be allowed on the lot. You said eight employees. Yeah, okay. And a sign. You want a sign? Do you want it lighted? You can have a 32 square foot double sided sign that's lighted.
I'm not planning on putting a lighted sign out there. No.
Okay. And then you said customers won't be coming there.
No, I mean they really don't. It's just for the employees.
It's okay. And it's just a storage. Place you're not going to be doing any work there.
Yeah. No, we store our equipment and all that.
Okay, just wanted to be sure. Trust me, man. We've had people come in that we thought it was one thing, and then the neighbors come and told us that was not what they were doing. So that's all I have. Thank you.
There is on March 18th when they originally 2014 when they really approved this. That there's a list of conditions that I'm sure you guys would have a record of.
Yeah, we've got the ordinance right here.
Okay. Then, like I say, I'm not trying to change anything.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
I have no questions, thanks.
Mr. Wheeler?
Mr. Davidson, just for the record, you are not seeking anything any different, and you would be willing to accept the same conditions on this conditional use that were placed when this was done in 2014, is that fair?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. I remember when that was done, and that's an advantage that some of these folks don't have, so appreciate Mrs. Stevens in creating a record, though, and I have no other questions.
Okay. I was here as well, and I do remember the application. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Samantha?
No, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
No, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
Just one for clarity. So all the record that supported that prior approval, you're good with incorporating that into this hearing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Thanks. That's all the questions I have.
Okay. Mr. Davidson, you take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak in favor of conditional use 2118 John W. Davidson? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2118? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions?
No.
Staff? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2007.